woke government. Biden, I would say Biden's running it. Of course, he's not, but he's a front man for it. And that's what we have now. We're seeing the consequences of that in the first few weeks. Now, these pushbackers who are pushing back against this, they don't want this stuff. They don't want this, but this woke agenda, i.e. the cult ones. And so what they've done is they've gathered them around Trump. And so my question is always, not what are people saying? What actually is the outcome of what they do or the situation they're involved in? And it's no accident whatsoever that in the run-up to this bringing in of this, I say this is, and we're seeing evidence of it already, this is going to be the most extreme American regime in American history. It's going to be mind-blowing in what it's going to seek to impose. But just before they do it, we have this situation on Capitol Hill, which has given them all the excuses that they wanted to come in days later and go big time for that group. They're called Trump supporters, but actually what they are is pushbackers.
That's right.
And, people who are pushbackers and don't support Trump, they're also being included in this insurrection,
white privilege
kind of nonsense to demonize them. And so, if you look at the outcome of the 4 years of Trump, it's a situation where you have massive polarity in American society, and they want full-blown civil war. And at the same time, they've isolated the pushbackers, and all guns are now pointing at them. And I don't think that's an accident. I think that was planned from the start. And I would just say this. Whatever people say about Trump, we have got to get out of the save me complex.
That's right, David Icke. This is good now. David Icke.
We've got to stop saying, save me, God. Save me, Donald. Save me this. Save me that. Save me the other. We are that which we, quote, want to save us. For reasons I talked about, our perceptions become our experience becomes human society. And the more that we are looking to other people, be they an organization, a political party, or a single human being, to do it for us, because that thing is his way, we're great. The more we are not using the power we have, and the power that is necessary to be expressed, that is going to turn this around, because we're giving it away. And you know, if you give your power away to a religion, or you give it away to whatever, it's no different to giving it away to Donald Trump or giving it away to QAnon. But there are all points where you can, you're giving the power away, they're going to. Look at the numbers. Look at the numbers. The answer is staring us in the face.
Very good. Very good. Sean, stay with us there. I just want to get on to it.
David Icke in conversation with Sasha Stone and Sean Stone. Brought to you from Space Plane on CKUT 90.3 until 2 a.m. Thank you.
basically what Credo was talking about, I saw, was the almost computer software like responses, where you press enter and they do this, you press enter and they do that. And you know, I think that this whole reptilian phenomenon is a wonderful example, an expression in full of this archontic consciousness. It's very, very computer-like and very unemotional. I mean, when you look at Bill Gates, you know, apart from the odd little smile, where's the emotion? These people have no emotion. Look at, you know, all these people. It's very computer-like. And I do think we are talking of a very advanced version of AI. In not only these bloodlines, but also in many of these non-human forms as well, not least the greys, and I think it's to a considerable extent these reptilians. And you know, I've talked to people who've been in the underground bases,
like the
China Lake Naval Weapons Station in the Mojave Desert in California. I've driven around that 2 or 3 times. There's nothing to see above the ground. It's all underground. And I've talked to people, because the main gate of the China Lake Naval Weapons Center is a place called Ridgecrest. Well, this is for our older viewers, that's like Peyton Place. I mean, you know, it's all Stepford Wives, that area. So many mind-controlled people there. Because that's all part of how they keep information compartmentalized, is they're using mind-controlled people all the time.
I've
talked to people who've from Ridgecrest, who told me that they've been in the underground bases as part of their mind control, and how there's reptilians under there, and how they interact with humans, which is what I'm talking about with this technological transfer. But also how they, and this has come from other people who've interacted with reptilian entities, how absolutely unemotional they are. Greys too, absolutely unemotional. And I do think they're a form of software. Because
sometimes
when you want to impose something, and this is very interesting too about the psychology of this cult, therefore the archontic psychology, is that they are incredibly ill at ease with states of flux, with situations that they can't know or completely control the outcome. So the ideal to this consciousness of this cult is, if you had a football match, you don't just control one side, therefore you influence the result, but you control both sides and the referee, so you know what the score is going to be before the first ball is kicked. That they go, they're comfortable with that. States of flux, they really don't like. Humans can kind of cope with that.
You better believe it. That's why this show is a constant state of flux. We're going to flux things up on the space plane.
But they can't. So this is why they're trying to control everything all the time. And why they use mind control people, why they use AI entities, is because they can eliminate as much as possible the chance that things will happen as in a way that they can't call. This is, of course, a massive expression of phenomenal levels of insecurity. And I think that this force is deeply insecure.
Changing the world. That's how I said I could be everywhere. all the matter that I say. I think goes away or transforms completely when it enters another dimension. I'm breaking through time, I think, to my Sizzy. I'm really, really, really stuck. Know about the forces protecting them if they look outside of the mainstream narrative, which is currently disguised as the alternative. It's all just there to dumb you down, but you have found. That's why you really gotta get on through it.
We'll be right back. military would come out, there'd be a lot of fighting, and they would set off their false flag events, and, you know, there'd be chaos. But going down to Florida, they have a holiday. I think he's gone down there to have a holiday, a vacation, and he's given Biden and Harris enough rope to hang themselves. Now, you know, the real question is going to be, what happens when they somehow get rid of Biden and, you know, Harris? Because I think that's really who they're putting in power here, that Biden's just a figurehead. And it's just like, well, she's a very dark entity, I think. She's embodying some very powerful satanic forces. I think what they plan to do with her, I don't know.
We don't want it.
Hopefully the White Hats will come in and clean it up, because there can be some real damage done if someone like that has all the keys to the kingdom. But I don't know. I mean, the thing is, with Trump, you know, before he left, I mean, there was an operation put in place where, you know, using the executive orders he had passed earlier, a state of national emergency, executive orders to confiscate the assets of those that were involved in human rights abuses or election fraud. So everything is there for this classified program or the operation to be put in place, and even though things didn't pan out on January 20 or before that, where people expected the operation would unfold, all the sealed indictments would be unsealed, and you'd have hundreds of thousands of pedophiles and Satanists being arrested, you know, that operation is still there. It's still need to know. It's still compartmentalized. And even though Trump is officially not the president, it's very likely that that operation still answers to him in some capacity, or certainly at least get guidance from him. So I think, in a way, you know, we are in this really unique period in American history. It's never really happened before. I think they tried to do it in 2016 with Obama. But right now, you actually have two administrations. You know, the one that people see and the mainstream media is just fawning over and trying to build up and make out as though it's legitimate. And then you have the real presidency out of Mar-a-Lago, where Trump is really in charge of this operation that was set in place while he was still had all the levers of power, and it's still running, and that can be activated at any time. So he has a big hammer to play, a big card to play here. So I think it's just a matter of how things are going to unfold in the weeks ahead. I can't imagine it staying too long, but you know, what are they waiting for? I'm not sure.
Nobody knows.
Me too.
The moral of the story is some very deeply dark and satanic forces have been controlling this world and what they call civilization for far too long. And things been all wrong. And if you can't see that yet, oh man, I don't know how you gonna go on. This is Tony Ezzy on clarinet and Nicola Royer Artuso on violin. Recorded live in Montreal, directly to cassette tape on January 1st, 2021.
Arizona.
Okay. That's where my... What? She's rolling.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Well, hello, Keith.
You're
a
neighbor.
That's right.
Anyway, fire away.
Okay. I have two questions. One is, are you familiar with Hinduism? And,
yes.
And you know that they believe that basically they put it in an analogy of four legs of a buffalo, and we are on the last leg of the buffalo, the age of Kali, and that basically what they predicted all through their text is pretty much what you're saying here. And
and everything, like you're saying, I think it's going to take some people time to sift through all that, and then, and if they do, if they have an open mind and decide to look at that, they're going to go, oh my God, you know, what have I done? There's going to be, what do they call it, voter's remorse, you know, and yeah, and so it's just a matter of time. I mean, all this stuff is dumped out. Now, I know the major... The lamestream news is going to totally spin it like they already are and try to disqualify it and say it's Russian information or whatever. You know, they're going to put their spin on it. But I think, you know, these are legal documents that are being dumped, you know, that there are thousands of them, you know, that are going to be made available. And it shows beyond a shadow of a doubt that there's extreme corruption. There's a witch hunt that... all the people involved in it. There's a two-tiered justice system. I mean, this whole thing is going to be exposed. And like you're saying, it's just a matter of time. But I've got a feeling, my gut's telling me something's going to happen pretty quick. That they're...
Bring it on!
They're just going to say, okay, we're going to take an action here. And then we're gonna say why we're doing this action. You know, they're just going to lay it all out. That's what I'm hoping for.
Me too.
But as I've always said, you know, a lot of people are really upset about that. And I always told them, I said, you know, we've always gotten this information that it's not going to happen when we'd like it to happen. And it's going to be drawn out for a while.
Yeah, right.
And that people need to not be, you know, don't get upset about dates and times if it didn't happen when you wanted. We've said that all along. And I've got people screaming at me, and I go, look, go back to my newsletters, go back to the radio shows, you'll see that I never gave a date, I never gave a time, you know, or
neither, James.
I just said that, and I made it very clear, this is going to take longer than you expect. Just, it's such a mess. I mean, it's like, I don't know, it's like cleaning up that big dump in the ocean, you know, it's going to take a while to clean it up. It can be cleaned up, it will be cleaned up, you know, but it's just going to take a little longer than we expected. So, you know, don't go into depression or apathy, or don't give up, you know, let your voice be heard, and, you know, stand tall in your own divinity. Don't let this go, because... you know, we all need to stick together, and that's the whole game, is to get us to give up.
Get us all apart.
You know,
get us all
big
giving up.
Totally, totally. You know, as long as people look at Biden and just immediately think, fake president. Fake president.
Yeah.
So that wherever he goes, people are going to say, you're a fake, you're a fraud. Everywhere he goes, he cannot travel anywhere outside of that White House. Wherever, and you know, and people think that way and behave that way, I think the whole country is going to start to think along those lines.
System of control is a fake, and it's coming down to watch it unravel, mate.
Thank you.
pancakes this morning.
Pancakes? You have dinner too?
Boy, that lady sure can cook.
She got all of it.
Yes.
You didn't want you been big too much coffee.
You shut up.
Oh, you don't tell me shut up.
Back up, little boy. Pick up your feet and walk.
You didn't want you big too much coffee.
All right. I reckon I'm gone now.
Okay, you gonna come down on your nail?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, bring that old gal Sue there with you. That is, you know, going with wood.
So many conflicting things. And like you said, it's just sometimes you just have to pull back.
You do, David.
And just serve.
I mean, at least for as long as I've been in this game, I don't see, you know, these people that are out there kind of spouting that, you know, we're victorious and they're done. No way. If you understand the complexity of the opponent, their end game, what they're after, you know, the transhuman agenda, the COVID situation, why that came about and what, you know, and why that's been such a driving force in even outing the people that are completely mind controlled because, just, you know, they're wearing masks. Then the guy says, well, wear two masks. Yes. I mean, it's a comedy show at this point. The guy is so, you know, all out of it. But I do get that, of course, in a certain sense, the Trump team is playing this kind of hide-and-seek thing. That longer they stay hidden, you know, the more these people are shown to be what they are. They're clowns. They come forward and they, you know, they want to impeach everybody who's not president, and you know, they want to do all this crazy shit.
So, yeah, they overexpose, they push the envelope, they overplay their hand. That I believe what their downfall will be, and I'll be honest with you, as an athlete, being a, you know, as a heavyweight champion fighter, it's always the arrogance. It's always pride cometh before the fall. I don't think these people have ever been challenged the way they're challenged now. And I think they're overplaying their hands, and I think they're used to just getting everything they want, the arrogance, and I think that's how moves are being made to counter them.
Thank you.
And they went after that kid. Oh, see, so they went in all game one. And changed the Lord off of the game. Brought it over the river. That's what they said. You got never been wet yet. He said, Mr. Green, that's what we did. We didn't kill this woman in there. Yes, he did.
Space plane!